Positive Perspective, one of the most interesting hours in radio, where we shine the positive light of Jesus Christ on the scriptures, music, our communities, and world issues. We're broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. I'm Shantae Duncan.
And I'm Willis Boyd.
And you're listening to Positive Perspective.
Before we start the show, I've got something I want to get off my chest. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but at my work right now, they're doing a lot of hiring, and I'm glad to see that they are hiring all races. It's a beautiful thing when companies start realizing that you just can't hire one nationality or race. I'm seeing every color face. Didn't mean to rhyme, but I do it sometime. When I do, it's mighty fine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, but a lot of young men, and it's a good job. It's hard work. It's really hard work, but with positive attitudes, and a couple of them I met have really positive attitudes, and it's really changed their life. One guy was telling me about getting married and taking a trip to Mexico and having money in the bank. So when you have a job or an opportunity that somebody is giving you and you have a positive attitude, you can hold on and life can be a good thing. Now, I heard another young man that's a new hire, and he said, you know, I don't like this. And the work is hard. But my thinking is, what is there to like? You want to, you know, you want to grow. You want to support your family. You want to, you know, you want to live. You don't want to work. You know, you can't have one without the other. So I just wanted to get that off my chest.
All right. Thank you, Willis. How about we start the show with just going around and maybe introducing yourself, starting with this gentleman here.
Hello. My name is Eduardo.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought your name was Lalo.
Yeah, it's Lalo Eduardo.
Oh, okay.
My name is Pedro.
Wait a minute. I thought Joe was PLA.
My name is Pedro, but my rapping name, stage name is PLAP.
Oh.
You're like questioning everybody.
I'm all mixed up. Now what your name is? I said, what your name is?
My name is Levi Nuarez.
All right.
All right, I'm Greg.
All right.
All right, we already introduced ourselves. So,
Denise, you know, well, everybody knows.
My name's Denise.
There we go. Yeah, so what have you guys been up to? We haven't seen you in a really long time. So.
2 years?
Yeah. Some of you.
Has it been that long?
Why don't we say how y'all know each other?
Say yes. We all grew among each other in the corner of San Pedro and Six.
What's Say Yes?
Say Yes is it was a after school program, a Christian after school program where kids can, after school, they'll go and instead of being in the streets, they'll have a positive place to go. You know, they'll provide you with a meal. They'll help you, you know, with get closer to God in prayer and help you with your homework, tutoring, and fellowshipping, you know. That's what it really was about. Positive perspective. It was a positive environment, you know?
Mm-hmm. I remember Positive Light Ministry, though.
Were you didn't really go to Say Yes that much, but did you?
Yeah, I did a little bit of Say Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
A little bit.
But you came to Positive Light Ministries through Say Yes, or because I was a part of Say Yes.
Yeah, you were. And we would do a lot of puppet shows, and we would also we'll make music. You guys would make music.
Uh-huh.
And I was
really
getting into it. You know, like trying to get into it, not as much, but now I feel like I've done good.
Oh, hey. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
What about the working part?
The working? Ooh. I have no job.
No, I mean when we were working with Positive Light.
Oh.
You remember the Saturdays where we...
Oh, yeah. We used to go out there and clean in front of the Union Rescue Mission. With the... What do you call those things?
Blowers.
Yeah, those.
Leaf blowers.
Yeah, we used to do that. and sweep the streets and clean up, you know, and get $20 at the end. And it was awesome. I would love getting $20,000. Like, the money was good, you know? The mm-hmm. money was good.
That's funny. Okay, and what do you got? You over there all quiet.
Since when's Levy quiet?
No, he's just trying to feel the whole situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been up to is something different. I used to be the assistant director or the team director for that school program where I actually grew up at. Mm-hmm. I actually overseeing Lalo sometimes, helping him with homework sometimes. You know, you know how difficult that is. And I'm here now with you guys. It's been a while.
What was that experience like? Just
The experience
being part of the program, and then you know,
I mean, growing up in the program, and then they gave you an opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. They gave me a huge opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned so much from that program. That now in these days that I learned everything in the past, I apply it in the future, like the work ethics, the prayers, the. Helping people out one-on-one with tutoring the kids. Like, I love kids, no lie.
Yeah.
And I have 8 sisters. You guys know that. Yeah. I have 2 brothers. I'm the oldest out of everybody. There's
not anymore. It stopped at 8?
It stopped at 8 for now.
For now.
Give it time.
All right.
So what do you guys think you like the most about being in a program like Say Yes?
What I really loved about the program is that program supplied so much need for a child that needed it back then. Because, like, when you're a child in San Pedro in the community down there, it's like you're by yourself. It's like, okay, I'm going to just run out, do whatever I want, go to the library, go to the corner, go get myself a Snicker bar or something in the store. But it's like you see so much things for a kid that is not supposed to see.
Mm-hmm.
And for Say Yes, for a program like that, to be around, it's actually an opportunity for the kids to actually get out of that environment and put themselves in a positive environment that they can actually help bring their SATs up, their grades up, help people in situations that they're hungry, apply a hot meal. Mm-hmm. It's like we did that every single day. I used to prepare the meal like half of the time, and like I had a great partnerships, like great people that I used to work with: Sophia, Ryan, Melissa, Tom,
Chris,
all those great people that I used to work there and everything. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to none of them, but I know they're doing great right now.
Yeah, Chris had a son, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he still in town? I heard he had moved back here from, where was he from? Originally?
Detroit. He was in Detroit. He came back, but then I believe he went back.
Oh, yeah.
He's with somebody that's from UCLA, a doctor, I think.
Mm.
His wife.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they've been here for like at least 2 years, I think, now.
I mean, are they still here or did he go back?
I think they're still here, no lie. But I haven't heard of them. I haven't heard anything about them.
If you're married to a doctor, he's probably at the beach somewhere.
I don't think about the beach. It's like doctors up 24/7, yo, doing something.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so what did you like most about the program?
Yeah, Levy said it, you know, he said it well. You know, it kept me off the streets, you know, like I used to go to the library, you know, I was, you know, a kid,
it was like,
you know.
Everybody went to just do something. It was like,
yeah, like I remember, like me and my, like I had a friend. His name was Travel. You know, we were always good in the scooters, and you know, just go around downtown. Yeah. You know, and we will see things that we shouldn't have seen as kids. You know, but hey, it's Skid Row, and it sucks that it happens. But you know, I mean, this is the environment that we're in and that we grew in, but a program like Say Yes took us off the streets, and we didn't. If it wasn't for Say Yes. We probably would have seen more things, or we probably would have got involved in things we shouldn't have never got involved in.
Exactly.
Stuff like that, you know? So it's just like, because of Say Yes and because of the people and the fellowship and brothers and sisters in Christ, that we're able to communicate and talk and grow, that we're able to acknowledge, and we're able to, you know, because God gives us the wisdom that we're able to understand that the streets is not really a safe place, basically, you know, around here. And that's why I think Say Yes, because it took me off the place where, I mean, I could have been lost. I could have been dead. You know, right. I could have been doing things. You know what I mean? But Say Yes took me out of that place because God placed me in that place.
Yeah,
it took
your attention off of it.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember, like, we used to go to church. The Dream Center was awesome.
Yeah, I used to go there, too.
I used to, like, going right there. They used to pick us up. And at the end, we would get a pizza and soda.
Yeah.
That was always the best.
I remember that.
I remember you there, talking about the pizza.
Yeah.
Well, she used to always say, she used to tell me, she didn't go to hear the word of God. Like, she used to go to eat.
Yeah, at first, that's why we went. Like, and then afterwards, it kind of gets to you. But initially, like, that's what drew me in. Yeah.
Just to kind of fill in with, because we all know each other and stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Where they're talking about is pretty much Say Yes was down on San Pedro and 6th Street, right down in Skid Row. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what these young men are, because they're not kids any longer. When I first met them, they were kids.
Yes, we were.
And stuff. They were talking 13. About, you know, they're talking about 14. Skid Row, where you have to walk over the people that are they're on the street, you know, when they're saying they don't know what they're seeing. There's junkies out there, drug addicts, prostitutes, winos, you name winos. It's out there. Yeah. It's
people
out there on the street.
Well, there's
some nice looking ladies.
Well, yeah, there's some nice looking ladies.
Oh,
yeah. I want to be positive.
Checking out the ladies
up. No, I just said everything's so negative, but I mean, there's something positive.
But what I was trying to say, so what they're talking about with this after school program was an opportunity to go inside the Central City Community Church outreach, that's right there, the outreach, and there was an organization, Say Yes, in there that gave these kids an opportunity to get away from what was outside the doors there.
I mean, both mentally but physically. I mean, we go to camp and they take us to, you know, places we don't normally see. We saw the woods and we're, you know, we're seeing this stuff when we're from the city. So, I mean, that had a big impact on everybody.
Like I remember when Say Yes, when they took us to Forest Home.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
You know, just like it took me out of the whole city. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, man, I'm in the woods. I'm encountering God. I'm having a close relationship with God, you know, because around that time,
it's
different. You know, it's different. You know, you have your cell phone. But back then, I mean, of course, we had payphones and all that. But just getting away from every technology or just whatever, you know, just the bad habits.
Nobody has service up there.
I remember there was a camp called Nico. Like, I think it was Nico or something like that. Remember that?
I don't know if we went.
Let me remember that. Okay, Nico, it was a church thing, but from Say Yes. Yeah, it was from Say Yes, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they took us over there, and it was cool, man. I love that.
Cool,
I
being in awareness, like, literally in the forest for 48 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, in the forest, like, in a cabin or in a tent?
No cabins.
Are they just sleeping. Let you guys off the bus?
Off the bus. Literally off the bus.
What?
We had survival tackles. And you were in the group. If you've been there once already, you would have went by yourself, literally in the forest by yourself.
Who for else, 28,
who else?
48 hours.
Who else went with you guys?
That was for a whole week. Derek. It was like a whole group.
Daryl. Daryl went. He did that by himself. I don't know what I heard, but I heard he was screaming.
You heard his screams.
Daryl.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? Really sad that a lot more people will... couldn't show up.
Yeah, because I reached out to everyone, so.
Yeah.
So, and I'd like to clarify something, because, you know, people, Positive Light Ministries and this and that, and Say Yes was not predominantly one race of people. Mm-hmm. It was whoever came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have Latinos or what, Hispanics and different Salvadorians. It's like everything now, but they were people that accepted everybody in there. So it's not like, you know, if you wanted to learn, and that's what I was saying about the guys at my work, is like, if you want an opportunity, opportunities can come to you. You go to them, but you can take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
So do you guys think, like, there's any ways that programs like Say Yes can improve? Or
Say Yes is not there no more.
I know. It closed like two years ago.
But the church is there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? I think.
What's his name? Grady?
Grady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
I think that a lot of when Christ kind of, I think they were like getting into that neutral thing, and Christ wasn't like the main. I mean, while I was there before I left, and I think that they might have kind of run into things because that they stopped putting Christ first. And I don't know, am I accurate in that or is that wrong? No, am I wrong? Because you were there, Levy.
So were they starting to take him out the picture? Or?
What I've seen is more difficulties just fundraising, like donations, because 50% of that church was raised by donations mm-hmm. and individual independence. And I'll go out for everybody who donated for Central City. I thank you for anything that you guys have done for us, because this is the reason why we are here, right. all three of us. Uh-huh. Like, we went there almost every day and everything, like Monday through Friday, sometimes even Saturday, just go out on a field trip. But, just knowing that they're still there and everything, I'm so happy that the doors are still open for church on Sunday mornings there. That's mm-hmm. why I'm so happy, even though the kids are not part of the program no more, mm-hmm. but they're still taking children and families during the day. On Sundays, that they can go to church with them, have a hot meal to give out. They still give out items, hygienes. Yeah, I know that for a fact.
We've been there and given out the hygiene kits.
Yeah, with the different churches that were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
there's no other programs there for kids, or
what I know?
I know that was like the main spot.
No,
I mean, they had like School
except
on Wheels.
For Paro de los Niños, they're right. Literally down the block. I know. I knew Richard. You guys remember Richard? I think it was the name. Richard. Or Ricardo, mm-hmm. one of those two names. But he was actually part of the Paro de los Niños. No, but not Paro de los Niños. School on Wheels.
Yeah,
School on Wheels down the block. I'm sorry, guys. It's been 2 years.
Well, you know, it's sad to hear that the program is no longer there, because, you know, even though we don't live in the city, you know, we spent a lot of time, especially Willis spent a lot of time up there. And not only the after school program that they do, but they also did a lot with on Thanksgiving time, on Christmas time, on Easter time. And, you know, that the Say Yes program, and with their love boxes that they handed
Christmas,
out.
Christmas, shoes.
Yeah, shoes and gifts. Oh, and, I mean, gifts. I can Full remember, supplies. You know, not being raised in that type of an environment and not really being exposed to it. And some of those kids, what they got from Say Yes at Christmas time, the one or two little gifts, that was their Christmas. You know, that love box that had a canned ham and some, you know, green beans and instant mashed potato stuff, that was going to be the meal for Thanksgiving or for Christmas, and the hygiene stuff that was in there. And I, you know, I remember just, you know, handing out cookies and stuff, and,
well,
you know.
Carolyn, now that reminds me of Tim.
The Christmas Tim?
Christmas caroling.
Hot
down there.
You remember Tim?
And
you guys remember Tim?
Yeah. When I first came there, I think he suspended me, like, the first week.
The white guy,
yeah.
But you know, Tim had a heart that was really into the program.
Yeah,
he brought his family right mm-hmm. down into Skid Row. He lived in that area. He could have lived other places and stuff, but he wanted to understand what the community was doing, and mm-hmm. that was, you know, how the program ran. Those that worked there lived in the areas. They dealt with that. I can remember Willis giving rides home because they couldn't use their cars. Tim used to ride his bicycle. He used to throw it in the back of the pickup truck mm-hmm. and take them on home when it was late.
So, I mean, in my opinion, when Tim left, there were a lot of things like the Christmas caroling at, we'd all just go out and sing on Skid Row. Mm-hmm.
Hand out cookies.
Yeah, blankets, hot chocolate.
The yep. scarves and the hats.
When he left there, all of that just seemed to die.
Yeah, so, it did, but to me, it's like, I was still there for 2 years. Like, mm-hmm. I experienced, like, the staff member experience back then, going through the Thanksgiving, the Christmas. Mm-hmm. No lie, those days were, like, so draining. They drained me all of it.
Yeah.
And, like, just seeing that kid with that smile on their face, mm-hmm. just because getting those mm-hmm. shoes, getting those Christmas mm-hmm. presents, or mm-hmm. getting anything from Say Yes, just putting a smile on that kid's face made my day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I would, like, low-key, like, go in there and kind of, like, not, okay, I stole some stuff from Say Yes.
Yeah, you better make sure. What is that? The limit of, statute of limitation?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't think it's
they
up, Lalo.
They had shoes. They got Converse. They had Nikes. They had Vans. They had Adidas.
Yeah,
they had a lot of good shoes.
They did.
I come up, like, on three of them, four of them sometimes. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. For real, it was good, man. The shoes, the clothing, the equipment that I would like. Because I used to draw. Willis was he's an artist. I know he's an artist.
Oh, stop it. Stop
yes, you are, Willis.
Don't stop
it,
man.
They had a thing in the back where you designed.
They had different art projects
for you guys.
Well, not really. I was, like, kind of sloppy learning, but an artist.
Oh, you was
doing
it.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tried to do it.
Well, and Say Yes gave the opportunity for Positive Light got to use the building on Saturdays to try to do the art program. And OG would come in there.
Oh, yeah, OG.
And work with you guys on. I mean, that's And I remember Pedro, I had forgot about when you said the scooter.
The scooter,
I remember
yeah.
Pedro, you know, riding on up with that scooter. And you know, I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, we're going to cut to announcements, and then we'll be back.
Wow. We're fast. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Shantae's going to tell you guys what's going on out there. There are no announcements.
So we're finished?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, let's get crumbs
for the moment.
Yeah.
The best impression start at home. Elite furniture for affordable prices. That's Livin' Large Furniture. For more information, contact Richard Boyd at 951-214-8555. Drama Stage Qumran has a weekly theaters workshop led by Melvin Ishmael Johnson and Erlene Anthony. The workshop is on Wednesday nights from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a free course in stage managing, playwriting, and more. The class has been postponed, but if you'd like more information on when it will resume, you can contact Melvin at 213-908-6567 or email him at dramastage1@yahoo.com. On Wednesday, March 18th at 6 p.m., there'll be a special screening of a documentary film called Ground Operations, Battlefield to Farm Fields. This film is about military veterans in Iraq and from Iraq and Afghanistan, so learning more to raise their food and raising their own organic products. The screening will be held at the Vortex. Address is 2341 East Olympic Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90021. On the corner of Olympic and Santa Fe. This event is free and all are invited to attend. On Thursday, March 26th at 6 p.m., Drama Stage Qumran will do a performance of a stage play entitled Nailheads, about 80 to 100,000 homeless people living on the streets of Los Angeles. This event will be held at St. Mark's Church. Address is 3651 Vermont Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90007, with Pastor Matt. Contact info, 213-479-1764. Positive Light is back with the kayak. If you know anything about, yes.
Yeah, yes. Kayak.
Positive Light yeah. Ministry.
Yes.
With his boy.
If you know anything about Positive Light, we have a history of taking the children kayaking. We take inner city kids, out of city kids. Everyone is invited to attend this event. The fundraiser is set for August 22nd, and the kayaking event will take place on September 19th. So let's get ready for that. I'd like to thank our engineer, Cheyenne.
All right, Cheyenne.
Yeah, she has a lot of work. She has a big workload today, so she's doing great. If you want to be a part of our show through sponsorship, you can contact us at 951-789-1046. If you'd like to learn more about Positive Light Ministries and make a donation, please visit our website, positivelight.org, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/wearepositivelight. Now back to our discussion.
All right. Great job, Shantae.
Thank you. So, can we do the performance with the ice cream paint job? Okay. All right, in just a second, we're going to have a performance by our very own Lalo.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, Lalo. Yeah. Lalo.
Just be real, man. You know what? Just, just calm
down.
I got it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. What's up? All right. Yeah. Oh, damn. It sounds good. I think the voice sounds a little bit...
It'll be good.
Yeah. Jesus, you are and you. Okay, yeah. Jesus, you are our awesome God. You are. Yeah. I'm shining with Christ heaven. Yeah, I'm fine. Coming to Christ, he'll tell you no lie. Representing all day, every day till I die. Jesus Christ been my savior all this time, man. Time to put in work and I've been just swerving. Mind put the words in, yeah, still verses. God's got the greater power though, yeah. Still got to learn some more, grow, flow. Just teaching like this, preaching like this. Giving my time cause I'm living like this. Showing me bliss, glad God didn't miss. Gotta be about now, gotta show you out now. Lord Jesus
Jesus Christ, you're staying in my heart now. Need to tell the world loud, proud, no doubt. Need to give it all, you're gonna catch my false note. Need to worry now, cause it's gonna be a ball game. Giving you the fame, keep showing me your frames. I walk in a straight lane, boom, don't change. Already been saved, gotta keep the strong faith. Gotta say grace every meal that I take, man. I am a true disciple, gotta keep on reading the Bible. Need to run with the spirit, don't need no idols, rivals, liars. Stop trying what you're trying, though. Need to settle down, cause it's gonna be a Christ zone. Growing every day, I bring it in the lay. Capture this phrase, Jesus Christ is the way. Running through these mazes, seeing different faces. Proceed with your race and stop when you're chasing money. The honeys is gonna be very clumsy. Ugly, not lovely, muddy, not funny. Fuzzy, you crummy? Come on, my buddy, stomp your feet down. Time to bring the real ground found. Bound to give the sound. Spiritual mind just floats around. Giving the crowd goodbye for now. Spreading this out from town to town. Not looking for the golden crown. Jesus Christ got me now. Turn my frown upside down. Even after growling foul, go ahead, clown me now. Jesus Christ counting rounds. Watch your mouth. Be about the Holy Spirit. Praise and shout. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. So what inspired that? Like, when did you write that?
This guy, PLAP, man, because of him, because of Willis, because of anything and everybody. I don't know, man. Music is good. I like listening to music. If I like, I like music so much that it makes me want to write music. I don't know why. I mean, I ain't going to lie, because I'm a hater too, you know? When I listen to Jay-Z, when I listen to Eminem, when I listen to anybody, everybody, like, I'm the hater for the moment, you know what I mean? And yeah, man. For real.
You just love it. It's inside of you.
Yeah.
So you saying you don't like those artists?
Or? I mean, I do like the artists. Yeah, I mean, exactly, it's awesome. It's great.
It is. But you know what? It really is good.
It is. The music, too good. It's too good.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. It's too good. You
know the beats.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Crazy.
The voice, everything.
Yeah.
So ready for the slideshow? Okay, we're going to have like a throwback slideshow of some pictures from the past. So if you guys want to check that out.
All right. How are you going to check that out?
Is there a way that we can get it on our screen? Okay. Okay.
Not up there?
Or Willis was saying not even up here. Yeah, I think it's just in her studio.
Oh. YouTube tomorrow.
Damn, who's that? Oh, I thought you were going to go in. Like, oh.
Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we try hiding weather, and cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine.
Girl, I can't leave you alone. Take a
shot of this here Patron, and it's gonna be.
I need you, boo. I gotta see you, boo. And the heart's all over the world tonight. Said the heart's all over the world tonight. I need you, boo. Oh, I gotta see you, boo. Hey. And the heart's all over the world tonight. Said the heart's all over the world tonight. Hey, little mama, ooh, you're a stunner. Yes, you a winner, and I'm so glad to be yours. You're a class, all you're running. Ooh, little cutie, when you talk to me, I swear.
This need to be.
I need to do a song for LA. Straight up. Just for
go out to LA. The new anthem. California Love Part 2.
One time.
To live in time, LA. West side. West side. West side.
To live and die in L.A., where everybody try to fatten their pocket. So many hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing, currency chasing worldwide through the hard times.
Does everything.
Yeah.
All right, we're back on, guys.
Bring back some memories.
Yes, it does.
Memory.
It was like everybody's playing these songs, doing homework and playing these songs.
All right.
So what do you guys have any future plans? Anything you're working on now?
I've been working on something big for mm-hmm. myself and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since, like, I left say yes. It's like, what am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
It's like job to job, back to back. I've been like through like four or five different jobs and everything. And I'm just like literally like this is not the life for me to live at all. And so what I just been doing for myself is I've actually been studying the market, like the currencies, what's going on in the United States and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And how I've just been playing around with the market and playing around with Forex. It's like a multi-million trillion-dollar company, like software or like Wall Street that you can just invest your money, and if you know what you're doing, you can actually win so much money. I have friends that have been racking up money like nothing. The people mm-hmm. been making like $1,000, $500,000, $100,000 just by turning an account from $10, $30, so $100,
mm-hmm.
and just flipping that, just working every single day. No lie, I haven't slept for 2 weeks because I've been just looking at the market back and on. And so that's my goal right now, just to step up, that I can actually make some money for myself and actually build a business on my own name.
Mm. He's seen the movie Wolf on Wall Street. Wait,
but put this in reality, I'm going to make that come true. I'm going to put that on my table, my plasma. When you see me coming through, I hope.
Remember this.
I hope I'll be riding a BMW and look out for everybody that looked out for me in the past.
That's a good attitude. But you can leave that Beamer alone. We going to love you anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Beamer, no Beamer.
Beamer, no Beamer.
Yeah.
What you, Pedro?
I got like two jobs, I believe. But like right now, like, I got kind of let go of a job right now, but you know, God's been blessing me, you know, like with a few jobs, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm just grateful, you know, just to be alive, and just it's a blessing to just take a breath, you know. But right now, I mean, I'm just like right now, I haven't been really working on music, you know. I just like just been working and going to church, and you know, trying to put God first and everything, you know. It's just that's what's just going on in my life right now, you know. But
you know, once you get settled, you probably have time for
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But right now, I feel like God is just. It's a new season for me in my life, so I just feel like I just let God take the lead and I'll follow, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just like wherever God wants to take me, I'll go, you know?
Right. Okay.
Feel that. What about you, Lalo?
I'm trying to get back into school, mm-hmm. like and trying to get a GED or something like that. I don't have no job though. I ain't doing nothing right now. I'm not doing anything right now.
I don't have no job. I get GR money. That's good. I get $187 and like about 50 cents for food stamps. And I get about $223 for cash money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's good, you know. That's like everything. Every month, every sixth of the month, that's how much I get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what keeps me up. Keeps me happy.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys still living over in East LA?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, but I stay in Rampart right here. I stay in Rampart because I got out of jail and that's where they had me at, in a transitional housing.
Mm-hmm. No. So if you guys could like give advice to maybe young people that are gonna see this or are watching, what would it?
Oh, I have it. I have something right here. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. something good, something to stay in school, stay positive. You know what I mean? Cause with it says right here that what's up? I just want to say that with Jesus, everything and anything is possible. Just have faith and believe. Also, school is necessary and it's awesome. So get involved with the activities that they provide, whether it's sports, arts, theater, music, etc. Participate.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it's a reminder, and the key is to always have fun and enjoy what you do. The feelings you feel just for the moment, the memories you project becomes the monument. Family is very important. Tell them that you love them no matter what you are going through. Stay strong with the word of Christ.
And what I want to say is I really appreciate your honesty, Lalo.
Yeah, man.
You are so real.
Yeah,
and you know what? And that's straight up.
Yeah, uh-huh. Man, because the light will catch up onto you, man, for real. Uh-huh.
So that's straight up. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. I only lie when I have to.
When it's totally necessary.
And that's real.
And that's real.
And that's real too.
Wow. You know Lalo is honest.
Well, I mean, you work for me.
Yeah, I did, for
that time and
that music stuff, that art puppet show.
Yeah, we did all that stuff. But you, when we go down to Skid Row.
Oh yeah, man. And, yeah, I love that, man.
You got
I
up.
Love,
what would we get I like didn't six really in like, the morning?
Oh yeah, no, we had to be there 6, so we got up at 5.
Yeah, he'll go wake us up. Be like, Lalo. Like I said, oh man, this is real, man. This is real. You know what I mean? Like now I think about it, dang, man.
You had to be on time too.
Yeah,
like,
I did.
Like,
I know. I was trying to take a shower, and I remember he had called me one time. And I was like getting ready, like around 5 or 6 in the morning. And I was in the restroom thinking about, should I take a shower or not? Should I take a shower? I was just standing there and thinking about it. Like, should I take a shower or not? Should I go or not? Like, just wasting time, man. For real, man. That was.
But what I'm saying is you guys were dependable. Shantae and you and Levy, all of you guys were dependable. And we didn't have misunderstandings.
No.
I made myself clear.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're misunderstanding. Bye-bye.
But the point, my point is that you guys were on the money, and yeah. that's all. That's real.
Yeah,
we didn't. It wasn't like
it was
like,
a real
excuses.
Job though. Like if you miss 3 times, you're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. You're done. Yeah.
Like 3 times, you're fired. You know, it wasn't like.
And you guys hit it, and you know when you decided to stop doing it, you let me know or whatever like that, mm-hmm. But. The whole time you guys were working, you guys were on it straight up, and that's, you know.
Well, there wasn't any lollygagging around either when they were out there, because you were like you know.
I was like sketchy, because I remember there's homeless people laying down in the floor, and I'm all like, Willis, there's someone right there laying in the floor. I don't think we want to blow dry them all over their face and all of that. I told Willis, I think we should go around them, and then Willis literally gets the thing, the blow dryer, and starts blowing drying all over them. Like, damn, Willis.
Willis on the spot.
But you know, though, the people there, you know, if we missed the weekend.
Come get you.
Where were you guys at last week? You know, the people that stayed down there on Skid Row and
they
stuff.
They helped us out, though. Remember, they would move from one side or
you know,
the other.
When you were out pressure washing, you know, they would pick their stuff up so, you know, that would make the street clean where they were actually laying that stuff. They moved so they could.
Hey, but what would we find when we would be cleaning up? What would we find? What kind of
like
stuff?
Dead those rats.
And needles.
Oh, needles. So many needles, no lie.
And he was like, don't pick those up. Yeah. He had to like tell them.
I remember.
Well, you don't want to get hepatitis or AIDS if you accidentally. So that's why I tell you guys, don't even touch them. Don't even fool with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Hey, we have some time for Pedro to perform his song, so we're going to go to that.
Oh. Yes. I gotta move away from him. He's gonna start fighting with me with those words.
So swingy.
Go ahead.
Oh. Can you put up a little more on my headphones, please? Hey, yo. Hey. Now this is what I see.
every single day. Yo. Everything I got from y'all's a blessing. Don't get me wrong, but I'm feeling empty. What am I missing? So I started to wonder why. I realized how broke I was, struggling with mom and brothers to survive every day. And sometimes we had no food, walking the streets with no clue it's true. But we were getting through thanks to you. And growing up was not easy. Pull up my sleeve at a young age. My life is like a video game. It gets hard at every new stage. I was 10 years old. I was already thinking like an adult. Is it my fault? Worrying about the rent, when is it gonna end? We packing our bags again, seeing people sleeping in tents. Where we going next? A hotel, apartment, motel, or mission? But I never knew that God had a plan for me. He has a plan for you. Don't give up. Hey, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. Yeah, don't give up. Yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay. So don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. So don't give up, yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay, Don't give up, remember the assembly line. Nope, let me refresh your mind. Let me take you back in time. Rushing, don't walk too slow. It's time to clock in, see people are suffering. Not just then, now too. It's in the news, we can't pretend. There's not enough jobs to get through. I'm a misfit, but listen if you missed it. This is what we have, do the math. You had to add factories, machines, so many things. Workers just trying to make a living. It's not fulfilling, it's not what they want it to be. Where is the dream? They have no choice but to work hard to feed their families. Praying everything will turn out to be okay. Be strong, have faith, don't give up. Yeah, you'll make it, trust in him. Do you see? Open your eyes, we're not alone. Yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay. Hey, don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. So don't give up. Yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay. So don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. So don't give up, yeah, you'll be okay. If I could only have a better day with no mistakes and see a smile on her face without a problem, be there to solve them. So I gotta flow and let y'all know you're not alone. Even if you're at home and your parents are gone, things are not going cool. Feeling like dropping out of high school, cause you have so many things to do. Go to work and it seems like there's nobody there to help you. And it seems like things ain't gonna change. I'm looking out the window, what's on my mind? Well, let me say, people are in pain. Yeah, it's a shame, but there's something we can all gain. It's grace, that love that stays. Put a smile on your face, even when it rains. Yeah, you're gonna make it through. Look up at the sky, yeah, you'll see who. Yeah, you'll see who. So don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, you're back up. Yeah, so don't give up, you're gonna make it. You'll be okay, yeah, you'll be okay. Yes, don't give up, hard work pays off. Even when life gets tough, yeah, 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 you're back up. Even when you feel like you're not gonna make it, you're gonna make it in Jesus' name. Hey, fan that flame, man, he gets all the glory. Shout out to the Montano family. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody from VOR, Victory Outreach. I love you guys. Positive Light Ministry, say yes. Even though you guys are gone, but you guys are still in our hearts. Thank you for everything you did. I appreciate everything your Positive Light did in our lives. I pray for and thankful for the Boyd family and everybody that surround us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hey. You can say whatever you want on there, Arvalo.
It's all good, it's all good. Okay. I just wanted him to give me a shout out, but okay, he did it.
He's on the line. He's not here.
He's on the line? Yeah.
Hello, Melvin?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Willis, Shantae, Denise. Hey, great show, man. I'm watching from home.
Oh. There you go. Melvin. Somebody's watching.
Hey. Yeah. 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 What's up?
Great to hear PLAP. Hey, that's a great song, man. Great song.
Thank you, Melvin. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Melvin, what about me? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you too. And I love the pictures. I love the pictures. I love to see all the little young people on the show. Just want to holler out at you and tell you guys to keep up the good work.
Oh, hey, I thought you was going to drop through.
No. I had to watch it from home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what? Give me a chance to see you guys. Great show from home. How I look from here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Great job, man. Great
thank
job.
Thank thanks you.
For calling, you calling in, Melvin.
Have a blessed night.
All right, then.
Bye.
All right, that's actually Melvin Ishmael Johnson. He's the one that mentored Shantae and myself. Wow.
On he how gave to run us, a radio show.
And- right. He gave us a half hour spot on his show to mentor us. And then he talked us into getting our own show and our spot. So, I mean, there's beautiful people in this world that are trying to help people. Mm. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that we have to listen if we want things, you know? I mean, we could, you know, he could try to give me something or teach me something and then I could turn my back on him. Okay, but I wanted to learn, and Shantae wanted to learn as well. So here, that's why we're sitting here right now, experimenting, learning just like you guys.
Yeah,
so, true. You know, that's why I said just, you know, be comfortable, lay back, and learn, because that's what we're all doing right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hello, Lisa's on the phone, guys.
Lisa?
From CS?
Yeah.
No. You're
lying. I told everybody. I told everybody. Uh-huh. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, you remember Lalo?
How are you, guys?
Oh. We're great. How are
this
you?
This is awesome. Watching your show. I'm so proud of you. As you guys talk about Skid Row, I can just remember the football games and the camps and the all the activities we did. And so it's just fun to see you guys growing up into incredible people.
We love you, Lisa.
You too.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. We love you.
Miss ya.
Miss you.
Have fun.
Love you too.
Bye.
Right, we have another caller. All right. Psych, guys.
Who's this?
I'm not sure. We'll see.
Hey.
Oh, too much quiet time. What's going on? Is there another caller?
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Yes, hi. I'd like to leave a shout out to my friend Pedro from PLA.
Brother Greg, I love you, man.
Yeah, what up, my boy?
Hey, fan that flame, my brother, in Jesus' name. Hey, I love you, man. I love your family. Thank you for everything you're doing, man. Thank you for having me in your home, man. I love your family. You know, I love everybody, man. In Jesus' name, man. Thank you for calling, and you know, I got a lot of love for you.
Yeah, you know, my brother, I got you. You're a straight soldier, bro. I love representing, you know what I mean, out here doing the work with Victory Outreach Riverside out here, bro, you know, taking the streets for Jesus.
Woo!
And I appreciate you, my brother, in my life. And, man, just, you know, keep doing it. Keep doing it, my brother. And man, God is good.
In Jesus' name, God is good, my brother.
I love you, Pedro.
I love you, too, my brother. Your son's listening, by the way, too.
All right.
He's in the studio.
No, brother,
you
should be able to see him.
Yeah,
you can see him, I think.
Yeah. No, you can't. Oh,
you can't.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He hides.
Hi, Dad.
I'm on the show.
Yeah. All right, my brother. Well, I got to go to the children's ministry right now, but I'll see you when I get home, my brother. Much love, all right?
All right, brother. I love you. God bless you guys.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, God bless.
All right, God bless.
We got another caller?
He got so used to it. Or do you guys have any questions for them, or we have time?
Say?
We have time. We have time.
Yeah. I'm just glad to see him. I mean, we watched you guys grow up, and a lot of respect. Always show me a lot of respect. So, I mean, that, in my opinion, that's what it's all about, you know.
Can I say something real quick? I just wanted to tell you, Denise and Willis and Shantae, I really appreciate you guys, because I know I was dealing with you guys for a while, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. You know, I do appreciate it, because, like, even though I was going through my own little thing, you know what I mean? Like, when I barely moved from LA, you know, and I came over here, and you guys were there for me, you know what I mean? And you guys would give me a lot of advice, and just stuff like that, you know, and took me in as well, like Denisha, and I see her as my mom, and I love my family, you know, but I love you guys, and just keep doing God's work, Positive Life Ministries, you know, putting God first, and you guys are over there reaching kids, you know, reaching everybody, you know, and that's what it is, you know, reaching the world for Jesus, you know what I mean? So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Yeah. I also want to thank you guys, because, you know, there was a lot of, you know, rambunctious boys and girls that were out there, but you know, no matter what we did, even coming to our house and the programs up in LA and stuff, not one time did anybody ever disrespect me or anybody else. You guys were always very, very behaved. You know, you knew what the rules were, and you followed them. And it was that simple, like, and we all used to have
at
fun.
At the moment, right? At the moment.
As soon as I left you.
Whether we were working or we were out playing and stuff, you know, if, when we'd go someplace, it'd be like, okay, guys, look, you know, we got to behave now when we're going in here to look at this. Everybody listen. You know, we get in the car and we turn the music up and everybody would act crazy or whatever. But when we were, you know, going ice skating or going to the beach or whatever, we never had one issue with anybody. And, you know, and that's on you guys. That's saying a lot about, you know, the young men that you are now.
Yeah, I also want to say thanks to you guys because I had fun with you guys a lot. It was cool. Like, it was really cool, man. Like, we go and we did what we did. And we did, like shows, puppet shows. Like, I don't know, because that's all we did do. We did do puppet shows.
We did a lot of practice.
We did do, like, that music stuff.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. Your knees.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And the pool, you guys had the pool there. Yeah. And it was cool. And we also, what did we do? We went kayaking that one time. Mm-hmm. Damn, it was awesome.
You didn't go the second time, huh?
No.
He went the very first time.
Yeah, the first time was cool, man. Yeah. And it was raining, too. And
That was tough.
Yeah,
because everybody's
so...
Because you're, like, kayaking, and it's like...
Yeah.
Water came down on us.
What
happened to Daryl? He fell, huh?
Oh, yeah, he flipped.
Everybody's going to remember that one.
I remember Jonathan. Remember my friend Jonathan?
Yeah.
He flipped over. Yeah, and he started bleeding. I was like, no. And I just tried to pick him up, but I couldn't.
Yeah, you guys were over by the dock. You had to go over by the dock. But yeah, that was tough when it started raining on us and stuff. But when we got to the beach, it was warm.
Yeah, the sun came out. It was
a beautiful day.
It was tough. Now, that was truly a blessing from God.
How are you guys going to do the fundraiser? How is that going to happen?
We do it at the house, you know, at the house. And just basically...
Just same as before. We have, like, performances. We invite people from
and cook,
church and cook food and sell it.
Uncle Roosevelt's famous... world famous barbecue and
Jezebel chicken. Is there any way we could help? Like,
we'll contact you guys.
Yeah, because we've had people from Sayers come out and help before.
So. Yeah, I want to do that. Like,
okay,
If you don't mind.
No, we can. That'd be sweet.
You go invite Levy too. And
we have
Pedro
another.
Too,
on,
Pedro's already down there.
We have another caller. Hold up.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, I just happened to notice my son, right, little Gregory. That's why I tell you, Saint. Hey, stand that flame, my boy. Stand that flame.
He just saw you.
Take that high.
Testimony right there. He just came back. Like, he was going through some different things, but my wife and the brothers at Church for Victory Outreach Riverside were praying for him, and, you know, he came back home. So it's a blessing to see God moving in his life and him grabbing hold of God and
I
love you, son. And keep doing it, baby boy. You know, keep your eyes on God, son. He'll give you the strength that you need, like he gives us all.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's not our strength, but his strength. When we're weak, then we're strong, son. I love you, saint. Keep it up. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Every day. Find that flame, my brother. In Jesus' name.
All right. God bless you guys.
God bless you guys.
All right. Thanks again.
All right.
Okay. All right. Do you guys have any closing comments? We're winding down now. Anything you
want to
say, get out there.
Shout outs, anything.
Now is the time.
If you like my song, go to...
When that mixtape drops.
Go ahead, Lala.
I don't know, but hit me up, EduardoTorresJavier@gmail.com.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And for me, my Twitter is @AlcazarP or Instagram @Pedro or PLAP on Facebook. And just get at me. Jesus loves you.
Right.
Thank you for having me.
I've never seen Levy this quiet.
I've been through so much, and I've just been learning so much.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm looking into the future already.
Right.
I have big plans for, like, churches, community, and everything that I'm already writing down for myself.
Uh-huh.
That I just want to help out, because whatever God is going to give me in the future, mm-hmm. I'm going to give back.
Okay, that's a positive way to think about it. Okay. Young man?
Gregory.
Well, exactly what he said. I'm just trying to learn and just catch up on God and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just going forward from everything.
Well, try to stay around positive people. If you're around positive people, you're probably going to do positive things.
Yeah,
now, if you hang around a murderer, you're probably going to murder somebody. Okay.
Oh, Willis, you have any?
All I need to say is, we are never more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ than when we are loving, forgiving, and creating.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in to Positive Perspective.
Thank you. Yeah.